We are so fortunate that somehow or other we became connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Somehow or other we took birth at a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, gave his teachings, then Prabhupada came, distributed that teachings, and here we are. Received this inconceivable good fortune. Can you imagine if we were born before Srila Prabhupada came? What would have happened? Would we be here? What we would miss out? We don't know what we'd miss out. What if we came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What would have happened if we came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Even though Krishna performed his pastimes, we would not receive this Krishna prema. Sometimes people ask that in Satya Yuga people are so pious. So we can consider what would have happened if we were born in Satya Yuga. We wouldn't get this. Probably we could achieve some sort of success. We'd have been probably very, very exalted personalities. But we would miss out this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. When people ask, why is people in Satya Yuga, they are so qualified, why they didn't get this? In Kali Yuga, we are so fallen and we are getting it. So not only Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga also, they were so advanced, so qualified. Even in Dwapar Yuga, they are so qualified, much more qualified than we are. But how come in those three yugas, they didn't get it and we got it? Although we are in the age of Kali and in a very, very degraded situation. In response to that, I say, just consider, the father has four sons. The eldest son is very successful. He is a billionaire. Very competent, very famous. The second son also is quite successful, but not as successful as the first one. And the third son is still in college, studying. And the fourth son is the youngest one, he's a little boy. And now out of these four sons, who the father will be most concerned about? The most successful son, father doesn't care for him. He knows that, well, he can take care of himself. The second one, when he gets into some sort of difficulties, the father goes and sends him some help. The third one, who is still in the university, the father is sponsoring his studies. And the youngest son, the father is completely concerned about him. And not only that, when the son becomes sick, what does the father do? Sits by his bed at night, stays up the whole night. And when he starts to cry, he picks him up on his lap and comforts him. So we are those youngest son of the father. And on top of that, we are terribly sick. And that's why the father's mercy has come down to pick us up. So that is our good fortune. The father's mercy has come down. Father is staying up through the night, awake throughout the whole night, just to take care of us. Because we are not only totally incapable, but we are sick. So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.